This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Start of another hour. Wednesday, the 30th of June, the end of the month. So where are we? We're at the halfway point in the year, right? As of this moment, today, ends the 6 months, 12 months out of the year. Bingo. Think about that, ladies, for a second.
Flying.
I know. Christmas.
Remember March 2020 when it lasted 3 years?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Remember when the lockdown was supposed to be 2 weeks and everybody was like, this will be fun. It'll be like happy hour for 2 weeks and like a staycation. And then a year later, here we are.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, if they try that now, that's going to be the result. Because people are just not going to go for it. They went for it once, and now the fear and all that other stuff, it wouldn't work. So get yourself vaccinated. That's pretty much, I think, the bottom line here. Today, speaking about the day, is National Meteor Watch. Meteor? Media, not media. Meteor is up in the sky. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a meteor. Space rocks. These rocks, a lot of them come into the atmosphere and they burn up, so you don't even know that they're here. But there are always, every single day or night, depending on, obviously, you're looking up in the sky to see stuff. That was one of the things that Miles always says when he comes visiting here. He can see the stars, because in Los Angeles,
oh yeah, right,
you can't see anything. You know, but you see, is it because of too many lights? Can't see anything. So he and I would go out every night with, I had a big flashlight, so he would come out with me and Daisy when we go for our evening walk before we go to bed. And he'd point the flashlight at the sky and say, Gramps, look at that up there. And we'd talk, and the moon was out. He had lots of things to say about what he's learning about what's in the sky. And meteors, by the way, back to our focus on today, solid objects that are moving with sometimes is faster than the speed of the planet, obviously. That's how it catches up with us. Comes from other places, who knows? Wouldn't it be fascinating? Just think about it. I do this on the tractor all the time. I look up at the sky, I see the planes in the sky, and then I think, you know, the atmosphere is so fragile, and it's, you know, you go up 100 miles and it's gone. It's the, when you get to where the International Space Station is now, the sky is dark, it's black. And, you know, you look down, you can see the Earth and the light and stuff, but the atmosphere is created by the process, the photosynthetic process, the things that have happened, the gases in the air. And once again, it's an amazing reality check as to how this all started, what keeps us going. The fact that one of the things that fascinates me, you know, this is astronomers in general talking about things like the meteors coming through space. But when you figure that we've been looking at the same constellations in the sky. Did you learn that when you were a kid in school? The Orion constellation and the Big Bird or Small Dog or whatever. All those that are up there.
Big Bird and Small Dog?
Yeah, I don't remember those ones.
Those are my favorites.
I remember Cassiopeia and the Seven Sisters.
Okay, good. Well, under the circumstances, there are these things that are coming from who knows where. But the fact that everything keeps moving, and God knows where it's moving to, as there's nothing in the void of space, is that there's emptiness forever. But can you even wrap you can't wrap your head around that, that there is no beginning and no end, because with us, we're all finite, and everything that we see in the planet is finite. The trees live and die. The animals live and die. We live and die. Everything starts and finishes, except the universe. It just goes on and on and on and on. The first time I ever really understood infinity was when I was a kid in Sunday school. You talk about Jesus and, you know, the symbol, which looks like a fish, but it's basically infinity, that kind of stuff. And so think of these meteors as weighing a couple tons, 60 tons, 100 tons. Some of them are pebbles they burn up in the atmosphere. Largest meteorite to hit our planet back in 1920 in Namibia, in Africa. The space rock was 9 feet across, weighed 60 tons, and was made out of iron and nickel. So you know it came from another planet that has some of the same things that we do. So it's in an atmosphere that's like our planet. Some meteors fall to Earth. There's death and destruction. We certainly know what happened to the fireball that happened 65 million years ago and all the dinosaurs went extinct like that in an instant, a literal instant. When that meteor hit, and it was somewhere in, wasn't it France, Italy, somewhere in Europe, and the immediate explosion that created a dust cloud that covered the entire planet for decades, killed everything that was alive, everything, instantly, dead. And then, you know, how many million years later? See, that's the thing, when people keep crying about the climate change and the atmosphere and all the stuff that's going on, wah, 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 there's much of what's going on goes on because it goes on. It happens. We may not be helping it along any, by the way, we're using fossil fuels, but we're not creating this. It's going to happen. It just maybe is going to happen faster. The poles have changed. The ice has melted. This entire planet was covered with ice, completely covered by a four mile thick layer of ice. The entire planet back probably four or 500 million years ago. And, you know, all the things have shifted over the years where the continents are, where the deserts are, where, you know, everything changes. So it's such an egotistical trip for us to think that we're responsible or that things are always going to be the same. We're the shortest living species, the most recent species to inhabit the planet. We're only here, what, 300,000 years? I think that's it. And I still maintain that we came from another planet. I don't buy all of this stuff that, you know, we developed out of a one-cell being that came out of a swamp. I don't look upon myself as being a swamp creature. Do you, ladies?
I've never heard that theory.
I was going to say, that's the first time I've heard of that one.
Well, you can put them in the same place with Cassiopeia and Onomatopoeia and whoever else is peeing on us up there. The United States Attorney General, Mr. Garland, voicing support for legislation that would bar prosecutors from going after reporters. I thought this was already on the books. I thought you couldn't make a reporter divulge his source if he didn't want to, right? But the House of Representatives...
Right?
Say again, Victoria?
I said you would think that would be an existing law.
But the House this week passed a new shield law for reporters one of the problems with the new one is the Senate hasn't approved it. It's been brought every year, and no surprise under Mitch McConnell it didn't pass. But, you know, these guys, Schumer, they're all the same. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because, A, I wondered, and maybe it's a question that we ask in our social circles, Jay, should reporters be protected from being required to give up their sources? And oftentimes this happens when we're talking about something that is dire and you know, we want to get to the bottom of something that's horrible and the reporter won't.
Feels like it's more than that, though, because, you know, there were a lot of stories have come out in the last couple weeks. I don't know. We haven't really talked about it here, but, you know,
the last
administration's Department of Justice had secured all kinds of personal information on reporters from the New York Times and from the Washington Post.
Oh, I didn't know
Post.
That. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So I think
what did they do with it? What'd they do with the info?
Apparently, he made some. The allegations are that they made personal threats for running stories.
But who's they? Who would make the threats? The press secretary call up and say, "Hey, you do this again, and we're going to come and get you."
Who would do that? It was from the Department of Justice.
Yeah, but
so
no.
That was
but somebody from the Department of Justice call up, and it's the Department of Justice that threatened
I'll
them?
Dig up the story again and send you all the details, but it was pretty sordid. I got pretty sick to my stomach reading it. So yeah. I have a feeling that this is Merrick Garland saying, okay, this administration believes in freedom of the press. You can keep anonymous sources, things like that. Look, there was a lot of stuff that came out about Trump. He's been in the press his whole life. He never likes,
he doesn't want to be exposed. Yeah,
he doesn't want to, you know, so, I mean, it makes sense that I think this is Merrick Garland probably, you know, shoring up what was a rule and a protocol, and somehow it got broken.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's food for thought. At 17 after the hour, this is the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments, and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Don't forget our downloads every day. We put together the best pieces of the program, and that becomes our podcast at djvshow.com. As I've said, a lot of Britney focus. Also, the Kim Kardashian label, the team. You thought that was a big deal, ladies, right? The undergarments and lingerie. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Skims. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And then the PPP loans that went to Bachelor Nation stars. Wow, what a damned outrage that is. Hear us tell that story that you won't hear anywhere else. DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour now here on the EJV program, and as is always the case at this point in every hour, Jay Kirshner brings out the things that she's been researching over the past 24 hours, things that are being said by folks. People are getting worked up because, let's say the cost of a hamburger at McDonald's is going to $6. You think that'll get people working, all worked up? I think so. Let's find out what's going on at McDonald's right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so what's going on at McDonald's? I'm not sure. I wouldn't do this if this happened to me, except I've never been in a McDonald's. So, Jay, what's cooking literally at McDonald's?
Well, some guy took being hangry to a whole new level. He picked up his order.
Hangry is hungry and angry together, right?
Yep.
Kids
yep.
do.
Yeah, that's okay. It. And
adults do it, too.
I was going to say, yeah. I always feel bad whenever I see a kid acting hangry and the adults being mean, and it's like, excuse you, you act the same way when you are hangry. Just give the kid some food, and everything's going to be fine. So the guy found out his nugget sauce was missing.
Wow.
His hanger, I know, turned straight into rage. And
wow.
He called, and not only did he make a complaint, he said that he wanted to punch an employee and that he hoped the restaurant would blow up.
Oh.
So,
look, I understand when you don't get the sauce that you need with your chicken nuggets. Like, I get it. But you don't threaten to blow up the McDonald's. You just go back and you say, I'm sorry, you suck at your job and you didn't give me sauce. That's all.
Do you even want to say you suck at your job?
This guy clearly would have said that.
And what happened to taking responsibility for ourselves? Look in the bag before you leave the premises. Make sure you have everything before you drive away.
How about you go to a real restaurant and get a real meal? That's a place to start.
Well, even when you get takeout at any place, you still need to look in the bag.
I know. Megan actually ordered some dinner the other night from Legal Seafood, and those guys... Those no good SOBs didn't put any tartar sauce with the haddock. Wow.
There you go. How could you have haddock without tartar sauce?
That's awful.
So dumb. How could they do that? I'm sorry that happened.
So who didn't
check
the bag? That's the question. Who didn't check the bag?
We'll have to go back there. Maybe we should blow it up and see.
Don't you feel bad, though, if you ever are the person picking up a to-go order and something's not right, you feel like you were the one that did it or you were the one that was wrong and you apologize?
I never had that problem, Jay, because I checked the bag.
Because you checked the bag.
I never had the problem because I never order stuff delivered to my house.
Battling over.
It's a whole
Lewis
different generation.
Never checks the bag. Ugh.
Never. Damn it.
See, my thing is I always forget to order something, and it is me. It's like, no, I checked the bag. Everything I ordered was there. I just forgot to order
Why can't you go to the grocery store and get food and cook it? Why do you
Sometimes
have to order it in?
Sometimes you just need takeout.
Well, what happened before there was takeout? How did people survive without having
pandemic,
delivered?
We just would go to the restaurant.
What? Well, before there were pandemic, there have been pandemics before and people survived.
Doug, you're telling me you want me to raise a kid, work, clean, and cook? Every day?
That's
it. Do all those things every day?
And your husband should do the same thing, equality. He should be doing exactly the same things that you are. All of it.
Fun fact, I don't know how to use our vacuum because he's the one that cleans the house.
There you go.
There we go. Good for you.
I have a good one.
There's some information for you to hold on to. 28 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NCAA will meet Wednesday to discuss proposals for student athletes to profit from their own personal brand. As the NCAA's revenue has increased, the debate has intensified over what types of compensation should be considered for college athletes. Sports agent Lee Steinberg on Fox News says the world is changing.
A player at the collegiate level can hire a marketing agent, which would be the same as a regular sports agent, and go ahead and start to brand themselves on social media and market themselves the same way they would when they get to the pros.
The investigation of a fiery explosion at a home in Kansas City, Missouri continues. Firefighters responded to the blast Monday night. The ATF reported evidence indicating the possibility of illegal fireworks being made at the home where one person died. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a two-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a hassle of mealy mouth breath just like...
You mustn't say things like that about men.
Oh, you didn't tell me I mustn't. You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlet, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour. A reminder, today is Wednesday, last day of June. Tomorrow, the 1st of July, we'll be on the air Monday on the 5th here with the DJV Gathering. Jennifer Horn back on the morrow. Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here. I thought I'd go to Victoria for a second because she's closest to the UNORC mayor's race. I see the Board of Elections has counted 135,000 more ballots than they should have. Oh my God! And you think it's in the New York Times today? If you look at the whole situation with these damn elections and the laws and stuff, you realize you come to the conclusion, you can't come to any other conclusion, that this is so corrupt. And in fact, rather than straightening it out, which is the mask they've put on some of these bills, it makes it worse. The things that I've seen.
The problem is the ranked choice voting. That's what it is. Yeah, it's okay, the first time they did it, and so they have all these ballots that people had to fill out, and you have to rank all of the people that you want, and yeah, it's been a mess, yeah. New York elections
are corrupt. The dysfunction here is crazy, but the dysfunction, Victoria, is just not acceptable. It just isn't. You look at the... you know, the people who serve, who work in these boards of election, it's all somebody's uncle or aunt, or the people that count the ballots are related to somebody who's running for something. It's just awful. And it's so simple to fix.
Well, it's also 11 rounds. Who wants to go 11 rounds of ranked choice voting?
Yeah.
And then they have to do 11 rounds of counting. That's part of the problem. This is creating such a backlog. I mean, 11, you're not just counting a ballot once. Okay, I vote for Eric Adams or I vote for Catherine Garcia. It's 11 times they have to count all these ballots.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess, yeah.
Kim John Fatty is not fat anymore. And his first public pronouncement on the reality of what's going on in his country, he says that the virus response they had over there created a crisis, which gives more fuel, fodder, if you will, to the conversation that he may have had it himself. And
yeah,
it really took its toll on him. He lives a horrible life anyway. He's like the one thing he has in common with Donald Trump is they love McDonald's hamburgers and the fatty French fries and all the other things.
Yeah.
And he's a big smoker.
Chain smoker, yeah.
Right, one on the other, and the other on the other. And so anyway, whether there's a great crisis there, what they did to handle it. Is it even known what they did to handle it? How they did they have vaccines? They just let everybody die.
So little is.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember.
They probably
when,
got their vaccine from China, which we know that Chinese vaccine was awful.
Yeah. Right. Didn't work. There are pictures. The PBS reporter that got into China and had a covered camera was taking pictures of things like in the morning the death carts go up and down the street and pick up dead bodies of people. And they bring them to an incinerator and burn them. Yeah, that's hello. Welcome to modern North Korea. And why there isn't some kind of a wholesale... Well, they don't know what's going on in the rest of the world, so they don't know that they should have a revolution and get rid of this twerp.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Florida high-rise condo. More info on the condition of the building, as there is more... There's not much information on the victims, because the victims, whatever, whoever's there is there. But what I find very compelling, I guess if that's the right word, I don't even know if that's the right word, concerning maybe, wondering about what else is going on there in some of those buildings all up and down because, again, you're building on sand. And there's so much moisture in the air that it gets to, even through the concrete, to the re-rod that basically is the superstructure of the building. And if that stuff starts to decay, and then the concrete's going to crack, and it's then going to separate with more pressure on it, more weight on it. This particular building apparently had a whole bunch of people who were living in it that weren't there legally, and they were living four families to an apartment in some cases. So all that extra weight, what do you think's going to happen? And that's what happened. You know, that's the story they're not telling. Who was in the building? Who was living there? And how many people were actually, you go into a restaurant, you see capacity numbers, right? This restaurant only holds 222 people. Well, a lot of the buildings in Florida have the same sign. I remember my folks who had the place on Singer Island, when you go through the front door, it says that the capacity of the building is 118 or whatever it was. And that's how many people are supposed to live there. So if you've got a building where there are four times as many people living in it as it's supposed to have, there's nothing good going to come out of that. I can guarantee that nothing good is going to come out of that. So, all right, let's find something good. New Gerber baby. How many people want to celebrate? This is a Florida infant, as long as we're in Florida. Gerber's baby of the year has a wonderful laugh. Don't all babies have it? Come on. Every baby's got a great laugh. Mac. Where's Mac? Can he laugh
Mac
for us?
Mac has a very
he's
funny
sleeping.
Laugh.
Mac, oh, he's sleeping? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But he's
Mac
got
made
a
an appearance.
Laugh.
Mac made an appearance on our Zoom call yesterday, and he looked like he was just having the time of his life seeing the squares of people interacting. It was so cute.
That's cool. All right. Erin Kahan, breast cancer survivor on the Today Show. She was unsure she'd be able to conceive naturally. Had a double mastectomy. That's going to be awful. Chemo, radiation. She still had a baby. Conceived.
That's a miracle.
Four-month-old boy is named Zane. Not only the winner of the Gerber photo search, also given the title, no other Gerber baby has had. chief growing officer. That's kind of cute. I like that. Zane serves as official chief taste tester, tasting and reviewing new baby food products. Let's see here. Giving advice to the Gerber team, what do babies need for the future. He's going to guest star as the Gerber CEO for a day, help make business decisions on babies' growth. He's also going to feature on Gerber's social media channel, marketing campaigns. He was born February 3rd of this year, described as having a cheerful attitude, captivating giggles, playful smile. That's cool. Favorite activities include bonding with his two dogs and sitting in his bouncer. Family got $25,000, free Gerber products for a year, and a wardrobe valued at $1,000 provided by Gerber Children's Wear. Who makes those? Are they made in China? I hope somebody looks at them.
I'm just thinking, I'm like, is it $1,000 that they can use as the time goes on, or do they have to use it all at once? Because kids grow fast.
Yep. What are you going through with Mac now? What's he gone through already in terms of clothes?
Oh, he wears size 2 toddler. Size 2, size 3 shirts. Kid is long. He just turned 1.
That's Miles has, like, he's turned into this sprout. He's gotten so tall so quickly that, you know, Megan says he grows out of his clothes all the time, and they have cousins and stuff. They swap stuff off. They begin to put things aside for Brendan's new baby. So, anyway, but, yeah, it's cool to have a focus on the babies and you see them. It's sort of when you're a grandparent and you have that experience again, you can relive all of the things that you liked about being a father or mother, and then you can fix the things that you screwed up on as a parent. And then, you know, I stir up a little trouble from time to time, and I just, you know, get Miles going, and then Megan has to straighten it out. But she understands that's my role as grandfather to mess things up.
You know, yeah, you got to instigate when they're not your own kids. That's
right.
That's the kind of aunt I am. I'm like, let's play, let me instigate, let me sugar you up, and I'll send you
home. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Doesn't your father do that when he's around?
Probably.
You don't know?
Too young yet, right?
What, Mac?
Oh, no. Oh, my. I was thinking my dad with my nieces. Oh, my dad does that with a dog, though. He's always feeding Daisy.
Yeah.
Giving her everything she wants.
That Mac is old enough for ice cream. I had, by the time Miles was a year old, I had gotten ice cream into him a couple times. He couldn't talk, so he couldn't tell his mother. It wasn't until later when he could talk that he would say that I brought him for ice cream. There's a park that was not far. They lived in Echo Park at the time, and there's a big lake there. It's now a homeless. It's unbelievable. What a mess it is. But it used to be a great park to go to, and there's a little ice cream parlor there, and I introduced Miles to ice cream before he could talk. It was great. Perfect. That's what you're supposed to do with your grandfather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mess up the kid. Have some fun. No wonder he loves his gramps. You know what's happening to the workforce? We're all worked up about one aspect of where the workers are going. But what hasn't been highly and effectively reported on are the number of seniors who are taking early retirement. This is another, not only do we have too many people on welfare, but we now have all these people that are taking their 401ks as they've seen how they've grown in the last year and a half because the 401ks, the market's done well. All you have to do is listen to Trump because he took all the credit for it. Whether he deserved it or not remains to be seen. But anyway, there's a real enhancement of 401ks. People who are 64, 61, they see how much money they got. Okay, I quit. I'm done. So that's another problem for the workforce. Not only are we giving too much money away to keep, you know, to give people welfare, which I don't those benefits run out today. A lot of the stuff runs out at the end of June, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depending on what state you're in.
Go get a job. Yeah. Get a job. It's 44 past the hour. Made in the USA. I love to hear that. And that's what applies to Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is so successful, is so wonderful. It's done for millions of folks, not only here in our country, but around the world. It's always available. You don't have to wait for delivery. If you have lost weight, you don't have to sacrifice. Now you keep the weight off. That's what you do with Calitrin. Take 4 capsules at night before you go to bed. You don't have to call anybody in the morning. It'll be okay. But the bedtime dosage is what does people so much good. And, by the way, it comes in a liquid as well. Look online for daily deals, program that they've created around this is so well organized. They've become America's number one way to lose weight, the simple way, non-toxic way, and more importantly, the way to keep it off. Check out toploss.com. See how the programs they have for you are so right, so supportive. It's fabulous. It really is a great way to lose weight. Keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code. Get 3 months free and also free shipping. That's part of the deal. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
53 after the hour now. This is the DJV program. Time for us to spend quality time with a quality thinker, a quality participant in the daily activities here. Chuck Curry with our movie moments and the latest on what's on, well, video, DVDs, that sort of thing. It's a big surprise Chucker has for us right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The big story here is that Britney Spears has hired Tony Soprano to take care of her father and her ex-husband. Right, Chucker? That's the word, isn't it?
That'd be a big story, Doug.
Would be a big story. And maybe a bigger story would be that Tony Soprano actually is alive. All right, yeah. So what's the scoop? Why are we playing this?
Actually, Warner Brothers yesterday released the first coming attraction trailer to its Sopranos prequel movie, which comes out, I believe, this October. It's called The Many Saints of Newark. The late James Gandolfini's son, Michael, who's never acted before, stars in this movie as a young Tony Soprano. I got to tell you, the trailer looks really good. It looks really good. It's written by David Chase, the original creator of the Sopranos HBO show, which has a huge fan base.
Does he look like his old man?
He does.
Gandolfini?
He does, and he sounds like him. He looks does like he? Him, and he sounds like him. Yeah, and this will go in the theaters, and since it's a Warner Brothers movie, also HBO Max same day. The HBO Max same day will hurt the box office of this film, no doubt, because it's the type of movie I think people will be very comfortable watching in the comfort of their own home, because it's not a big popcorn movie. But the trailer looks really good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so that's good. Coming up in October, you said, right?
Yep.
All right, what else is new? What do you have that's...
Here's some movies that just went into production. The sequel to Aquaman with Jason Momoa. Knives Out 2 has just gone into production with Daniel Craig. As I said on this program before, Netflix paid $250 million for two sequels. The director of that film, a producer, had the right to shop it around. The first one became a big hit, so Netflix obtained the property. Keanu Reeves goes into production.
But is the Knives Out going to be in theaters?
I'm going to assume, yes, it will be. But Netflix controls it, so they basically could do what they want with it. Maybe not. I don't know. 50-50. It could go straight to Netflix, which I don't like that idea at all.
Nah,
but
come on.
They could. Yeah. Keanu Reeves just went into production on John Wick 4. It's a very successful franchise for him. And Flashpoint is in production with, that's the superhero, the Flash, but also Michael Keaton is returned to play Bruce Wayne Batman in that film. That's going to create, because what they do in the timeline is the Flash alters the future, so they're going to have Michael Keaton's Batman and also Ben Affleck's Batman in the same film. But Michael Keaton back as Bruce Wayne Batman, first time since Batman Returns in 92. It's going to create a lot of buzz on the film, and when it comes out, if it's good, it should do well.
So how is that? Well. Explain the interaction between his playing Batman. How are they doing that with Ben Affleck? They have two Batmans?
They're called alternative timelines, where the Flash, because he's so fast, messes up the future. So you get two different timelines of different characters. They've done that in the Spider-Man comic book also, and supposedly in the new Spider-Man movie, they're going to bring back villains from past Spider-Man movies, like Doc Ock is going to come back and the Green Goblin with William Dafoe. So a lot of this stuff is really cool. I like it more in Spider-Man than I do in a Batman movie, but it is what it is.
Why? What difference does it make?
I don't know. It seems a little more far-fetched with Batman. In Spider-Man's universe, I could buy it a little
more. The first time you've thought something in these movies was far-fetched?
No. It works better in Spider-Man than Batman for me. It's just personal preference, and I don't apologize for that opinion.
All right, good. Thank you, Chuck. You don't have to apologize for anything. You're with friends here. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.